Deep Blue Trouble, written by Steph Broadrib and read by Jennifer Woodward.
Prologue. They met just before dawn in the unremarkable parking lot of an out-of-town motel. Dodge arrived in his sedan dead on 5:45. The man in the convertible showed a few minutes later. They parked hood to trunk, driver's side windows level. Neither wanted to get out. The man in the convertible rested his elbow on the top of the door and leaned towards the sedan. His body language made it clear that he believed he was in charge. He had a sporty ride, better cut suit, and designer shades. He spoke with the authority of a man used to getting what he wanted.
"Have you decided?"
Dodge chewed his gum real slow, nodded. He spoke no more than was necessary. He was too smart and too cautious for chit-chat. He'd taken the job because it paid 4 times more than his usual commission, but that didn't mean he trusted the man in the shades, not even a little.
"Good."
The showy guy took an envelope from the inside pocket of his jacket and held it out the window.
"Half up front, as we agreed."
Dodge took the envelope and slipped it inside his jacket. He was old school. Didn't like bank transfers and online whatnots. Cash was better. Less chance of being traced, getting identified. His business thrived on anonymity, and he guarded his own fiercely.
"Not going to count it."
Dodge kept chewing the gum, a slow, rhythmic grind. Shook his head. There was no need. The showy guy had been less careful about his anonymity. He'd sent emails to one of the many intermediary addresses. Lots of emails, with specific details. They knew everything about this man. They could get to him fast and easy. And if the money wasn't right, retribution would be swift.
"You don't say much, do you?"
"No,"
replied Dodge.
"Don't let them get too close,"
said the showy guy. He shifted in his seat and lowered his elbow from the convertible's door, subtle signs he was getting spooked. It didn't surprise Dodge none. People usually got twitchy after handing over the money. It tended to be the moment reality hit them, when the guilt of what they'd put in motion kicked in. Not this guy, though. He doubted this guy felt anything. It was something about the look in the man's eyes, barely visible behind the tint of the shades, but still somehow empty and hollow. Killing could do that to a man. Dodge recalled the pictures he'd been shown of the yacht's interior. Fresh blood splatter across a page of Vogue magazine. Bloody finger marks smudged on a half-completed Sudoku puzzle. 2 bodies, one male, one female, punctured with bullet holes. A child's rag doll saturated with blood.
"Time frame?"
asked the man in the convertible. Dodge hated that question. It was impossible to be specific when so many variables were in play.
"It takes as long as it takes."
He glanced at the sky. The sun had started to rise. It was time to leave. He looked back at the man.
"There's a woman in the mix now. A hired professional. She could be a problem."
The man grimaced. His voice was hard and cold as granite when he spoke.
"Watch her. If she gets too close, end her."
Dodge kept his expression solemn, chewed the gum in the same steady rhythm, nodded again.
"Whatever it takes."